This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In China, for nearly a year, authorities have been holding two Christian activists without trial and without contact with their families. The two are expected to be sentenced soon. The government accused these activists of leaking state secrets after they had tried to stop officials from knocking down China's so-called house churches. Those are homes that host illegal religious services. The two men are part of the growing number of Christians in China who are becoming politically active, something that is causing great concern to the Chinese government. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Xu Yonghai and Liu Fenggang were well-known Christian activists in Beijing. Xu was a hospital psychologist. Liu was a full-time church worker. Both belonged to house churches because they would not go to the official churches approved by the government. Both had served time in re-education camps in the 1990s for pushing for more religious and, crucially, political freedom in China. Last year, there were reports that house churches were being knocked down near Hangzhou in eastern China. Liu and Xu went to investigate the claims, wrote up a list of their findings, and, it is alleged, emailed the list to a U.S. human rights group. They were both detained and charged with leaking state secrets. Before he was arrested, Xu Yonghai spoke with NPR at length about his beliefs and his increasing involvement in political issues.
A Christian should have a responsibility towards society, especially in a country like China. A country that is a dictatorship cannot give real religious freedom. Religious freedom and political freedom are actually the same thing.
China's social and economic reforms are, in places, producing more religious freedom. But there's one condition: you stay out of politics. The spiritual movement Falun Gong discovered as much in 1999 when it chose to demonstrate against what it called government oppression outside the compound of the Communist Party's leaders in Beijing. A harshly enforced ban was imposed soon after. Liu Fenggang and Xu Yonghai are both part of a growing group of Christian agitators, Chinese intellectuals who've become evangelical Christians and who see in Christianity a salvation, both personal and national, a way to revitalize both themselves and the Chinese nation with the values they say are missing in communism. This is a huge concern for the Chinese leaders, says Richard Madsen, an expert on Chinese religion at the University of California in San Diego.
They must have in mind what happened in Eastern Europe, in Poland in the 1980s, and in other parts of Eastern Europe, where the rise of and energizing of a variety of religious groups did in fact help to weaken the socialist states and was at least a contributing factor in the demise of communist regimes there.
A group of Christians meet to sing at the home of Wang Meiru, a 62-year-old house church leader who was also part of Xu Yonghai's group. She now lives in a rural courtyard home just outside Beijing. She's adopted three homeless boys and meets regularly with a group of other local Christians to sing and pray. Before Xu and Liu were arrested, Wang used to attend the same Bible study, and they talked regularly about politics.
If the Communist Party continues to be as corrupt as it is, the Christian church here will definitely become like the Catholic Church in Poland in the 80s. I think that is the kind of people Christians should be.
Wang acts as a sort of mother figure to active young Christians. Like many believers, she has suffered deep personal loss. Her only daughter was killed in a fire several years ago. She believes the cause of the fire was not investigated because she is known as a critic of the government. She's fearless about putting forward her views, even openly to Western journalists. Chinese Christians like Wang think very deeply. They think structurally. They think about why certain religions have led to certain systems of government in the world.
In Western countries, the religious revolution led to political reform. Western countries are developed because many people believe in Christianity. The Chinese Communist Party is worried about Christians because it knows the Bible has a revolutionary spirit.
So far, the government has succeeded in keeping that revolutionary spirit down. It arrests people like Xu Yonghai and Liu Fengang and does not allow people like Wang Meiru too much freedom because of their boldness. But more and more people in China are finding hope in Christianity. And more of those Christians, it seems, are finding it hard to separate their personal faith from a fight for social and political justice. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.